If you make a promise, you need to keep it. Mm-hmm. Now, earlier this week, if you've missed, Laura's been joining me all week. It's been fantastic. We've had a great time, but I made a promise to Laura. I told Laura I'd have her married by the end of the week. And so the plan originally was to find your boyfriend by Wednesday.
Yep.
That you'd get engaged on Thursday.
We move quickly here at Hope.
And the wedding would be on the Friday. Now, yesterday, Josh Hawkins came into the den.
I really hope he's not listening right now to whatever is about to happen.
A YouTube sensation. Mm. And I kind of put you in it. I kind of said on the spot there.
That might be putting it lightly.
I just basically said, hey, Josh, you're single. Laura's single. Wouldn't you guys be great? And he called you Mrs. Hawkins.
Yeah, he did.
Now, I'm just going to encourage you here. Mm. There could be a wedding. There could be a wedding today, but it all depends on what you do. You have the power.
Thanks. I'm glad a little bit of it's coming back to me.
You are in control. But what I've done is I've creatively edited yesterday's encounter to how it could have played out. It could have gone like this. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning.
I need to tell you that Laura is madly in love with you.
Oh my gosh, like, that's huge.
Yes, yes it is. Laura, are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
All right, Josh, we'll start with you. Do you take Laura to be your lawfully wedded wife, to have and to hold, etc., etc.?
Yeah, like, of course.
Now, this is binding, so are you sure?
It's happening.
Fantastic. Laura, do you take Josh to be your lawfully wedded husband, etc., etc.?
Well, I would like to say yes.
And are you certain? Because this is binding.
Yep.
By the authority invested in me via quick and cheap editing, I now pronounce you husband and wife. You may kiss the bride. Laura Bennett. Congratulations. I hope your parents were listening.
I hope they weren't. I hope Josh wasn't listening.
Why?
Because you just used your unofficial skills as a brilliant editor and whatever you want to call it when you have the authority to do these kind of things, to do that.
Okay. So I sense you feel a little uncomfortable with that.
By my red cheeks,
yes.
Maybe.
By the sweating and redness, I'm guessing. Okay, well, like I said, you're in control of this. It could have played out like this. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning.
I need to tell you that Laura is madly in love with you.
Oh my gosh, like, that's huge.
Yes, yes it is. Laura, are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
All right, Josh, we'll start with you. Do you take Laura to be your lawfully wedded wife, to have and to hold, etc., etc.?
Yeah, like, of course.
Now, this is binding, so are you sure?
It's happening.
Fantastic. Laura, do you take Josh to be your lawfully wedded husband, etc., etc.?
Well, I would like to say no. I think I said no that time because he sounded a little bit flippant in the, oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, I see. But is that how you wanted it to play out?
That may be one of the more favourable options.
Oh, really? Because if Josh is listening, I think he's just blowing your chance there.
Oh, I'm sorry, Josh.
Okay, final option. It could have gone like this.
This is like multiple choice romance. Here we go.
Good morning, Josh.
Good morning.
I need to tell you that Laura is madly in love with you.
I'm so sorry, but it's just going to be me.
That's a bit rough, isn't it? So, Laura Bennett, there's 9 minutes left. I promised I'd have you married by the end of the week. What's it going
to
be?
Well, I got a message from my dad, and he says, to tell you that you are a marked man, your father was listening, so was your mother. And when I said that Josh's best skill was being able to throw things over the back of his head backwards and get them into stuff, it wasn't quite enough to seal the deal. So I may need some more time and consultation with my family.
As long as I've fulfilled my part of that promise.
You have honoured your duties.
Yes.
You have fulfilled your promise.
Excellent.
You are, yes, thank you, Jesus, released from trying to find me a husband.
All right, you do what you do. Dan and Laura, Hope 103.2.